The Amru Ema Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bo'olamo El Arba Amos Shehalacha Bovad. And they say, Chazal say, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has in his world only the Arba Amos of Halacha. Now, what does that mean? V'hashev libcha l'zeh adavar. Now, listen to what we're saying here. She'im tistakel oso al pshuto tzimtzer rochak mor ben emes. If you think about it, that seems very not true. Kilu arba amos shalacha bovad yitachlis hanedreshes. What, all that's important is arba amos of halacha? Ushara chachmos v'hadeos muskolos achar gavu? Okay. And it's as if all the other chachmos, they just throw over their backs like it's nothing. Ubizman shem be'eber v'achreim shloisa sham halacha. And in the times of shem be'eber, the famous yeshiva, when there was no shas yet, there was no halacha from Sinai. Hanucha lomer shloi l'Kadosh Baruch Hu chelik b'olam klal, what Hashem didn't have it. There was no access point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was only in the Arba Amos of halacha. Aval im ta'ayin zeh adavar iyun sichli tira bo min hachachmos davar pelo. But if you look into this idea that I'm teaching you, you're going to see that it's something very pelodic and it's very, very important. So therefore, says the Rambam, I'm going to allow myself to go on to another digression. Right? He was talking about the value of Gemara and Agadita and how all of Torah is so valuable. He says, you know what, let me go into a little bit of a side point about, or a digression about Torah and the value of Torah. And it ends up being, this is perhaps the most famous part of this Rambam's Hakdama, is this discussion right now. V'ani avarem lecha, I'm going to explain it. K'dei she'e lecha dimyon l'shar mash yavu liyadcha, v'lochein sim libcha elov k'roi. I want you to understand well what everything, it's going to, you're going to use this to be able to understand so many other statements of Chazal. So I want you to understand well what I'm about to tell you. Here we go. Da. Da ki akadmonim chakru chakira atzuma. The early philosophers, so they had a very big question. They were very intelligent and they used their God-given gift of intelligence to ask the following, to look into things. Ad shenizkayim etzlam, until they clarified for themselves. Shekol davar nimtza. Everything that was created was created for a purpose. There's a reason why you're here, reason why everything is here. Things don't exist for no reason. And once they had this basic principle, once they understood this basic principle, so they started to analyze each individual min, each individual species that existed, that exists, and they wanted to know what's the purpose of each individual one. And they saw, ki kol nimsa shehi milachu si, ha'asu ayedei milacha, tachlisu yadua ve'im sarach b'inyin ahu l'chakira. They realized that when it came to things that were manufactured by people, so it was very obvious why they existed. Sheumani lo yasem alachem ein tachlisa mitzur benafsho, because a person doesn't build something unless he has a very clear goal of why he's building it. And when you pick up a power saw, obviously there's a very clear purpose for why that person built it, and they didn't just stop build it, but they obviously built it for a very specific purpose. V'hamashal b'zeh kamo shomer, oh, so hamasur, the saw, lo aso, that must have been, you know, I must have just remembered that subconsciously from last time I did this. Shaham Masur, lo aso hanapach, ela achre asher chashav belibo, ech yachol afrid divkeitz. A saw was only designed because somebody said, we need to figure out a way to separate two pieces of wood. Ad shenigva libo tzuras hamasur, until he thought up the image of what a saw would look like. Teheichel lasoso kedei lachtoch ba. And he started to make a saw in order so that he can cut. In kemeida ki kavanas hamasur lanifo ala eitz v'kavanas ha'kardim lachtoch bo v'kavanas ha'machat la'achbir bo begin le'begin. And you start to see that an axe is for chopping wood down, saws for cutting a piece of wood into smaller pieces, a machat, a needle, is for connecting two garments. V'chein l'chol ha'dvar ma'nimtza mitziya melochit. That is obvious when it comes to things that are manufactured, why each thing was manufactured. But what about the things that Hashem created? For instance, the trees and the grasses and all the different minerals in the ground and the stones and the different animals. There's some that we have absolutely no idea why we have it or why it exists, whether it's a part of the body. Like there's still parts of the body today, you know, like the tonsils. Like, what do we need tonsils for? Big debate. Do you need tonsils? Do you not need tonsils? We haven't figured out yet why Hashem put it there. Obviously, he didn't put it there for no reason. And there are things in nature that we don't understand. What are we going to do with this? And we would need some type of, you know, nevua, prophecy or extra sense to be able to figure it out. But it's impossible to just figure it out on your own. How come it is that there are certain flies or certain worms or ants? How come some ants have wings and some don't? Now, I know you're going to tell me because some can fly and some can't fly. Okay, very good. But how come some ants need to fly, some don't? You know, you go into a Wikipedia page about any animal, you will see, you'll be amazed. The ants, there are like hundreds and hundreds of species. So why do we need all these different species? How come some have lots and lots of legs and some have only a few? And what's the purpose of this worm and this type of ant? But there are other things that are bigger and we can maybe figure out a little bit more what they exist or what they do or what they're supposed to do. So we might understand the differences between them. Like we don't even know the differences between a lot of different types of ants. Okay, you've got like 10 different ants that are just a bunch of Latin names, and they to us they're all exactly the same. When you deal with bigger animals, okay, so we can start to see fish and elephants are different. That's obvious. There's a difference between them. But why they were created? So it could be that the more intelligent somebody is and the more a person has studied, so maybe he'll be able to, and the more he's an expert in the field, he might be able to figure it out about more, a little bit more. When he gave Shlomo HaMelech the Chochmah that he had promised him, because that's what Shlomo HaMelech asked for. He didn't ask for riches. He asked for intelligence. Yada misodos brios elaminim ma'efshel la'adam ladas midarach shul la'adam. He got a certain understanding, at least to the greatest degree that a human could, of what's the purpose of all the things that were created. V'diber al tachlis yitziros ilanos, and he spoke. That's how the Rambam seems to be learning pshat in the pasuk. Look, the pasuk we're about to read. V'daber al ha'etzim min ha'erez asher b'levanon bi'ad ha'ezov asher yetzei bakir v'yedaber al ha'behem v'al ha'of v'al remes v'al ha'dagim. So the Rambam learns, let's just pull this up for a second. Malachim Aleph, Hey Yud Gimel. You able to see my, what's it called that just came up? Okay, good. Hold on, it's going a little slow here, maybe because I'm sharing it. Come on, okay. Malachim Aleph. Where's Malachim? Malachim Aleph, what perek? Perek?
Hey.
Hey, yeah, what pasuk? Yud Gimel?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, similar. Yes, the Rashi also learns. Vedaber al ha'etzim means that he understood what we can use them for. So Rambam's learning similarly. It says here, V'diber al tachlis yitziras ilonos v'asavim u'mine achayim k'mo shamar ha'kosef v'yedaber al eitzim min ha'erez, that he knew, Shlomo HaMelech understood what was the difference between all of these different types of trees, what was the purpose of them. And this was obviously an indication that he had a divinely given intellect, because the average person, even a great scientist, doesn't understand What do you need? You know, cedar trees. There are, you know, 20 different species of cedar trees. What's the difference between them? What do you need different types for? What's their different role? Shlomo HaMelech understood that. That's why all the nations came. They wanted to have. That's why they all came to him, because he was the ultimate Chacham. He says, but you have to understand, even though I can't tell you, says the Rambam, I don't know why, maybe Shlomo knew, I don't know why every single thing exists, but I can tell you one thing. Everything that's here is necessary for man to fulfill his tafkid in the world. That's why it's here. The kol minei achayos, yesh mehem lemachalo, kitzon bokar, right? Don't tell the pita people. But the purpose, the reason why animals exist, is that we can eat them. That's why they're there. There are others that have other roles besides food, like for instance, a donkey. The purpose of a donkey is that it can carry things. It serves man. Susim. So again, I can't tell you the difference between the different breeds of horses, but I can tell you for sure that they exist for man. The horses, so that we can get places quickly in a short amount of time. There are other things we don't understand why. They have a toilet for Adam, but we just don't know yet why. I believe the Rambam, if I remember correctly, in his medical writings, the Rambam discovered something with venom in snakes, like a purpose that it could be used for maybe. I believe the Rambam wrote something about venom in snakes and what it can be used for. Something that they didn't realize before that. V'chein ha'asovim u'shar ha'minim, and so too, I might have gotten that wrong. It might have been something else. But it's something with venom. Maybe he identified different types of venom. I'm not sure exactly. V'chein ha'asovim u'shar ha'minim, so too, the different types of grasses and plants. V'choma she'timtzim in achayos v'atzmochim she'elam telos ve'im be'em mozon, l'fi machshavtecha. There are going to be a lot of things, animals or plants that you think don't have a purpose, according to what you think. Da, sha'adavar hu l'chul she'sechleinu. It's because we haven't figured it out yet. And there's no way that every creature, whether it's an elephant all the way to a worm, doesn't have some type of toelis for mankind. And I'll bring you a proof. We keep finding, he says, new plants, new species of fruits that have great toelis. For, you know, we figure out new medicines, medications from plants that we didn't know about before. You can't possibly know all. You can be a great botanist, but you can't possibly know all the different plants. What their purpose is. But over the many generations, we've toyed with them and trial and error, and we've figured out things to do with them. You might ask me, why did Hashem then create certain plants that are that kill person, that are poisonous, like this Asev, which is called Bayish. Maybe they have that in Chicago, Bayish. Or Asev Hadam. What about Asev Hadam? So he says all of these types of plants and things like that we don't know what their purpose is. Asher Yomus Bema Adam Ve'Embohem Toelis. Roy Lucholadas, you should know, Yeshem Toelis. Shim Yamisu Be'esh Yochlu Osam Lo'yomis Be'esh Yach B'Shomem Agab Eidkuf. It could be that if you consume them, they'll kill you. But if you grind them up and you put them as a cream on your hand, it'll help a certain type of rash. And you'll realize that if you when you learn and you realize that even snakes, I'm not sure what an effa is. Kal b'chomer meshe muatim mehem behezek. So you'll see that there are purposes to these types of things. And when they realize, these great philosophers, that all of these things that were created, the purpose of them is for man, so then they got to the big question. They needed to then ask the question, well, then why does man exist? And this is it. This is the big question. This is why this piece in the Rambam is so famous. The Rambam addresses the question of why do I exist? Why are we here? Mahi sakavanas yitziraso. The kasher ha'irichu lach kor binyan zeh matzul adam pa'olim rabim ma'od. I'm just going to throw in that my sefer the neshama. This next part of the Rambam plays a very central role in the sefer. So when they looked into man and they analyzed what man is all about, they saw that he has lots of olim rabim. He does a lot of things. Sherei kol mine, by the way, when someone orders, just to keep you guys a little interested here, when I always get I get an email from Amazon every time one of my books is ordered. Okay. And if they're ordered and they're bought through the Feldheim, then I don't get an email. But I also sent in some to Amazon. So sometimes I don't know how they work it exactly. I guess maybe whoever's the cheapest price, but when one of mine is sold, I get an email. So it's interesting. I can't really see who buys the book, even though I'm obviously very curious, but I can see the city. So I realized a way to figure out what the name is often of the person who bought it. So oftentimes on Motzei Shabbos, when I go online, I get an email. I don't know, for some reason on Motzei Shabbos, I get emails a lot that over Shabbos, they ship the book, which I don't know if that means it was bought on Shabbos. I don't know why it keeps happening on Motzei Shabbos. But anyway, most of the times when books are bought, so it's going to New York City, Five Towns, Teaneck, Chicago, Los Angeles, it's going to places I recognize. Just the other day, and I don't usually look who it is because I don't know, it's going to somebody in Teaneck. But when it's something interesting, I try to figure out who it's going to. So the other day I got an order from someplace in the middle of Texas, no place close to Houston or Dallas, So anyway, so the way you could tell who it is that you can correspond with the person who bought it to give them a refund or to ask them for feedback. And they purposely hide the name because they want to protect people's identity, but then they send you a copy of the email that they sent. And I guess they didn't realize this. It says on there, the name of the person that it was sent to. So it's a little loophole to figure out who it was sent to. So anyway, so I wrote to this person and said, oh, thank you for buying the book. I hope you enjoy it. Have a good day. And that way I get a copy of the email and I see who bought it. So it was a guy, Paul something, from some city in Chicago, Texas. So I typed his name into Google. I have a lot of time on my hands now. And it comes up. And the website that comes up is, Church of St. Mary in some city in Texas. And I click on the website and, there's the thing. Instead of in your shul, it says meet our rabbi. So it's meet our clergy. And there he is, the guy who ordered my book, wearing the black shirt with the white collar thing. And he's a priest. So there's one priest right now in Texas reading the Neshama. It's an interesting shaila. You're not supposed to teach Goyim Torah. Is it okay to put your book out there where you don't know who's going to be ordering it? So most of the time, you could say all right, it's a suffix, But here it was no suffix. Paul Hockney, Reverend Paul Hockney of the Church of St. Mary in Culver, Texas, wherever it was. I know Yisrael is probably looking for the guy right now. He's trying to find this guy on the web. So it was interesting because I could have still canceled the order. Interesting.
Maybe he's going to convert now.
A lucky question. Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Okay. Anyway. So we're back to the Rambam. So when they were looking into man, they were trying to figure out, let's look at what man does. And maybe then we can figure out what the purpose of man is. Most things that you look at, they do one thing. For instance, we see by palm trees. Palm trees don't do that many things. They don't juggle and play football and they don't do so much. All they basically do is they make dates. So they make leaves, they make dates. You have some animals that stitch, like the akabish, spider. And there are some that build things, like a sinunit. So I thought that was a beaver. He writes here, at sipor drawer, mekanes v'batim bizman achom. So it's a type of bird. So it builds a nest. Umishi yitrof, like an aryeh. Let's see what he says here. As snunis is. Snunis?
Shmimis. Okay, whatever it is. Anyway, sometimes a bird, it builds a nest. And there are animals that rip things apart, like a lion. Aval Adam is Yasem, Maisem, Rabin, Mishtanim, Zemizeh. It does so many different things. So we looked into what man does. Paul, Ladas. What's Tachlis Briyasa? Me'elo Apolim Umatzo. And so they looked into the things that man does, and they tried to figure out, like, why do you exist? Like, what's your purpose? And again, we're not asking the deeper, like, philosophic question, like, why am I here? We're not up to that yet. Right now, we're just trying to figure out, like, what are you supposed to do? I don't think I said that clearly, so let me clarify that right now. A palm tree, we're not asking, like, philosophically, why does a palm tree exist? We're trying to figure out, what's a palm tree supposed to do? And it's not so complicated, because it doesn't really do much. It makes dates. So that's probably why it exists, to make dates. Now, you want to know philosophically, why does it need to make dates? That's already a different question. But if you look at a person and I say, oh, Binny, why does Binny exist? What's Binny supposed to do? Well, that's much more complicated because people do many things. So I don't know, are you supposed to be a doctor? Are you supposed to be a lawyer? Are you supposed to be a Talmud Chacham? Supposed to be a garbage man? Like, people do lots of different things. So they looked into man and they tried to figure out what's like the greatest thing that you do. Because a palm tree, it makes leaves. But there are a lot of things that make leaves. I thought, like, that's why palm trees exist, to make leaves. I mean, they happen to be very nice leaves. But they grow bark. Okay, but a lot of trees grow bark. Oh, but dates. Not so many trees make dates. So you got to look at man and figure out, like, what's special about man? Like, what are we supposed to be doing with our lives? And he says that they looked. Chokru ha-kopulosov, poal, ladas tachlis priyoso me'ila polim. They looked at the things he does, trying to figure out what's he supposed to do. Umatsu, and they found ki tachliso poal echad bilvadu b'shvilo niver. They figured out that there's one thing man is supposed to do, and that's why he was created. Ushar poal of him rak l'kaim amidasu. And everything else is there just in order to help him do that. Just like the palm tree, it needs leaves and it needs bark and it needs a trunk in order to make dates, but it's here to make dates. So why is man here? I'll tell you right now. It's for one reason, and everything else is just to help. In order to help him do that one thing perfectly. And what is that one thing? It's to create in your mind intellectual principles and to know the truth for what it is. The purpose of man is to uncover wisdom and truth. Truth means to understand the reality for what it is. If I look at this object in my hand and I say, this is a football. And you look at this and you say, that is a mug. That's a cup. So you have the truth because your perception of reality is correct. And that could be in other areas as well. If I look at the world and I say, it's good to be evil to people. And Yair looks at the world and he says, it's good to be kind to people. Yair has the truth. I don't have the truth. Because Hashem was Koveya. The truth is that it's good to be kind to people. And therefore, we have to figure out, Lodas ha'amitos kfi ma'shehin olav. We have to figure out what is the truth. Shahadas no senes, because it's obvious that it's shava b'sheker lios tachlis adam achilishti and bi'ila. Unlike many people think, it can't be, you know, if we looked at other things that people do very well. We think well, but we also eat well and drink well and have bi'a well. And we're bona kir, meaning we build ourselves nice fancy houses. Those are all things that we do really well. You know, you can look at a guy's house and say like, wow. That is nice. You know, maybe that's like a person really maximizing himself. Look, he built himself a gorgeous house. Kol Eile Mikrim HaMishchad Shemalov. These are all things that happen, but they're external to him. They're not who he really is. Lo Yosifu Al Kocho Apninia. They don't add to his inner essence. The Ode, he's Mishtatif B'Mimrov HaBruim. And you know what? Those things are not special, right? What did I say about the tree? I told you the palm tree, it's got to be about making dates because, you know, the fact that it has bark, you know, oak trees also have bark. Cedar trees have bark. They all have bark. That can't be what's unique about a palm tree. And it's the same thing with man. We eat. and we procreate and we build shelter. Well, guess what? There are many other things in creation that do that as well. Dogs also eat, and dogs also procreate, and dogs also create for themselves a protective shelter if they need to. That is not what's unique about us. It's true, we do it better than them. You know, the dog eats a doggy bone and you eat a piece of steak. So we do it better than them. But that's not what's unique about us. That can't be why we're here. But Chochma, Hi Asher Tosef Al Kocho Apnimi. Chochma adds to your inner essence. V'ta'atikoto Mimala's Booz. It's something that takes you from, it moves you from being on a lowly level, Malas Booz, to a Malas Kavod, to an honorable level. It elevates you. It takes you from being an animal and it turns you into a person. It's what distinguishes you from a dog or a monkey. Up until you use your mind, you're an Adam B'Koach. But as soon as your potential to be a person. But when you start to use your mind, you become an Adam B'Foal. It's a great line in the Ramban. The Ramban writes that a person without Chochmah is no better than the donkey that he's riding on. Because if you don't have Chochmah, then you're really just a donkey. You're just a more sophisticated donkey. The Adam Kodem Shiaskil B'Yeda, before you learn, before you study, you're like a behemoth. The Lo Nivdal Mishar Minei Achayos El Bigayon. The only thing that really distinguishes us is our intellect, our mind, our logical thinking. What's the Lomar? He Gayon Hashem Itzayel and Afshar Muskalas. That we're able to create in our minds abstract concepts. The Hanichbad Shebe Muskalas. And what is the most ideal? What's the most elevated of all intellectual perceptions, all thoughts? Litzayer Lenafsho Achtos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's to know clearly, to understand a little bit about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol ha-nilva l'inyan ahim Elohiyut. And all other divine topics that are part of trying to understand Hashem. Sheshar ha-chachmos inan el ha-hargil. That's the most elevated chachma. Because all other chachmos are only there to develop our minds. Until we're able to be magia ledas ha-chachma elokis. Until we can finally have divine knowledge to understand Hashem. V'hadibor b'zeh ha-inyan ad kaloso yarach ma'od. And if I needed to talk about this topic fully, it would take me a very, very long time. The purpose of man is to develop his mind and to gain wisdom. And the greatest wisdom there is wisdom of God, knowledge of God. All other chachmos that we learn, which are important, they're all there in order to bring us to Chochma Elokis. Aval, imtsura muskolos yischayev l'harchik roba tanugim agufiyim. This is a theme that we've already picked up in the Rambam. The Rambam is not the biggest fan of Gashmius. So the Rambam tells us, if you are going to be achieving these Tzior HaMuskalos, if you are going to be reaching great spiritual heights, intellectual heights, you must distance most pleasures, physical pleasures. Ki tchilas haseichel yitzayir, because it's just the most basic and elementary understanding of how the intellect works. There is an inverse relationship between the body and the intellect. And if the body is strong and if the gashmius is intense, so then the intellect is weakened. And the opposite is true as well. With increase of the intellect, so that has to come with it a limiting of gashmius. She'ha'odom k'shi'erodev taibo so magvir ha'morgashos ala muskalos. Is a person who's chasing after taiva. And the morgashos, the physical elements of man, are strengthened in him, greater than the muskalos, than the intellectual. Umavid sichlo l'tavoso, and his intellect becomes a slave to his taivas. Right? We know a lot of very smart people who use their intellect in order to fulfill their taivas. Right? They're very good at fulfilling their taiva because they're so smart. So that is an absolute perversion of what man is all about. Ad shiyachzor lios kibehemo asher lo siyat tzayir lenafsha el lachilo vashtiya v'atashmish. You can have a person that even though he's a human and he's an intellectual being, and I imagine some of us can image people like this, that they're really just like animals because their entire focus of their mind, their intellect, is food drink, and sexual activity. Bo lo yizvada oz hakoach eloki. In such a person, there's no manifestation of the koach eloki, the spiritual divine part of man. Rotza lomar, the seichel, that's the divine part of man. V'yoshev oz kilu hu birya gzura soicha besoch yam hayuli. He becomes like a bria gzura. Socha besoch yam hayuli, it means like he's floating in a sea of like nothingness. He's like a cut off and unenlightened being. Vinizbar me'elu akdomos. It should be clear to you now that I've given you this introduction. Now we get back to our big question. What is Tachlis Olam? Who did Hashem create the world for? Why is all of existence here? For what? Kol ha'olam, b'chol asher bo, and everything is in it, is for the ish chacham v'tov. It's for the person who is wise and good. Wise meaning in intellect, good meaning in actions. The kasher yizbar le'ish, and when a person realizes, shehu mimin, ha'odam, when a person clarifies for himself and demonstrates that he is man. What is man? Ha'chachma v'ha'ma'aseh. Rotzi lomar, Rotzoni lomar. Chachma l'tzayr b'sichlo amitus ha'davarim k'fi she'em olav. U'l'haseh kol ma'aseh v'sher olav ma'asigo. A person who uses his mind to collect wisdom, amass wisdom, and to develop his mind to the best degree that he can. And ha'maisa means tikun v'yishur ha'davar ma'ativim. Means fixing and straightening his character traits as best as he can. Shelo yeshituf b'tanugim, that he shouldn't be drowning in physical pleasure. Ushelo yikach me'am elamashiyeh botikun gufa botikun midosav kulam, and he only takes from the physical what is needed in order to keep his body healthy and in order to develop his character traits, right? You're going to be very depressed if you eat bread and water every day. And then if you're depressed, you're not going to be able to fully maximize who you are as a person. So therefore, there are things that you need, whether it's for your body, like to be healthy, whether it's for your character traits, your sanity, and to develop, to be generous. It's very hard to be generous if you don't have anything. And if you don't appreciate things, right? If you can appreciate a good steak, then you would understand what it means for a person who's a little bit poor to not have a steak and want to help him. V'alkein ha'ishiyeh al inyan zeh, such a person who is filled with chachma and maisa, hu hatachas hu achefetz. He's the goal of creation. He is what God desires. V'zeh adavar lo noda me'es ha'nevim dolvad. This is something that we don't only know this from our Jewish tradition. Aval chachme ha'umos ha'cholfos. All of the great chachamim, of all of the nations. V'asher lo ru ha'nevim lo shamu chachmasam. They may not have ever had exposure to Torah. Still, kfar yadu gamim, even they realize. Everybody realizes that. Okay, it might be that nowadays, you know, we live in a culture that's obsessed with physicality, and in out unfortunately in the modern era, so the heroes are, you know, the people we see in the big screen and in Hollywood, and they're the ones who dictate, and they're the ones that people look up to. But that's not what an intellectual culture is all about. No intellectual culture. No intellectual people, nobody sitting in MIT and in Harvard, none of the great physicists are looking at the actors and actresses of Hollywood as the greatest expression of what mankind is. No, they're looking at who are the Nobel Prize winners. They're looking at the scientists. Everyone who has half a brain realizes that the true, when you look at a person, you say, oh, this person is truly living a human existence. It's a person who has chachma, and it's a person who has good maisim. Now, when you're young and you're a kid, you don't realize that. You know, you think like being a basketball player is like the pinnacle of what it means to be a human. But you realize very quickly when you get older that that's not what it means. V'day l'cha b'divrei chachma meforsam b'philosophia she'omar. Enough for me to quote to you the great philosopher, and he's not referring here to a Jewish philosopher. Who he's referring to? Aristotle. What does Aristotle say? Chefetz, Hakel, Mimenu Lios, the desire of God is for us to be Nivonim Chasidim, understanding, knowledgeable, pious people, which are both of those elements. Nivonim means a Chacham, Chasid means a person who has good Maisim. A person who is very smart, but he's obsessed with physicality, he's not really a chacham. He says the most basic piece of chachma is that you only take physical things to the degree that you need them. When I write my parish on Avos, when I get up to Avos, I'll explain this more. And you'll see there, I'll develop these ideas. Amazing. The Navi Yirmiyahu, so he gives mussar to people, and he considers it a sin, someone who's mithalel b'chachmato, someone who gets a big ego over the fact that he's smart. But he's morei b'mitzvah, so mevakish taivos nafsho. He's really smart, but he's rebels against the mitzvos, and all he seeks out is taiva. Tehuma she'amar, eicha tomru chachamim anachnu v'toras Hashem itanu. Hinei b'dvar Hashem ma'asu. How can you say, oh, we have the Torah, but you're rejecting his mitzvos? V'chachmas ma'alahem. V'chein imiyah adam kamochein oved v'nazir u'marchak ma'adonim. But so too, if you have a person who's mamish oved, what does that mean? He's oved Hashem. He does the mitzvos. And he's a nazir, which means that he separates himself from physicality. And he's marchik madonim, and he distances delicacies. Levad mashit starch l'tzikar aguf. Obviously, we're not talking about becoming extremists here. You have to take as much as you need in order to survive in a normal, healthy way. I always say, there's a big difference between going to a restaurant once in a while and going to a restaurant every single night. There's a big difference between those things. So let's say we have a person who's got great midos and he distances ta'anugim, aval ein lo chachma, but he's not dedicated to wisdom and to knowledge. That's also lacking. Aval hu yosher shalem in arishon, but he's better than the first guy. The first guy who's the big chacham, it's interesting that the Rambam says that. Big chacham, but bad midos and taiva. Or great shlita over taiva, but not so into wisdom, not so into knowledge, not so into developing the mind. Rambam says that second person is definitely better. There's a famous, I think I might have quoted this before, there's a famous maisa that occurred with a famous professor. I think I quoted this to you once, Bertram Russell, that he was caught having an extramarital affair. Okay, he was having an affair. And the problem was that he was in Princeton or in Yale. He was a professor, not just a professor, a top world professor on ethics. So after he was caught having an affair, the reporters came to him and they said, how could it possibly be that you are having an affair? I mean, you've been teaching ethics for 40 years in Harvard, in Princeton, in Yale. You're an ethicist. How can you have an affair? So he said to them, you know, one of my colleagues is Dr. Whoever. He's a math professor. Why don't you ask him why he's not a triangle? What did he mean by that? What he meant was, just like the math professor teaches math, he teaches about triangles, trigonometry. He doesn't have to become a triangle to teach about it. I teach about ethics. I don't need to be ethical to teach about ethics. I could teach you about ethics without myself being ethical. It's two different things. This is exactly what the Rambam here is coming against. This is exactly what the Rambam is saying. We don't believe in. There's no such thing as I'm teaching Torah. I'm teaching about midos, but I don't live that lifestyle as well. Learning Torah also means living Torah. And learning wisdom also means living wisdom. And part of living wisdom is, because he says it's the most basic piece of wisdom, that we're not here to chase after physicality. We're here to develop our minds, and the two have an inverse relationship. Ach ma'isav shu osa inam al derech nechona, v'lo al derech emes, v'alkeinam ruchachamim aleim ha'shalom, Ein bor yarechet v'lo am aretz chasid kasher be'arnu. Okay. V'chol mi shomer ba'am aretz shu chasid. If anyone would say, right, we just did this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Someone who's an am aretz cannot be a chasid. No, we didn't just do this Mishnah. I just did this Mishnah with my family. We did this Mishnah a while ago. Where is this Mishnah? Is it in the second parak of Avos? Yeah, it's in the second parak. So we did this Mishnah a long time ago. So hopefully we remember it. Lo am aretz chasid. V'chein mi shiomer ba'am aretz shu chasid hu machzev ha'chamish shagaz r'binyin zeh gzeir nechteches hu machzev ha'secho k'mochein. If someone would say about an am aretz, that means a non-intelligible person, that he's a chasid, it can't be. V'alkein timtza atzivoy b'chol ha'torah v'limadetem osam v'achar kein la'asosam. That's why we constantly find in the Torah that it says, you will learn the mitzvos, and then right away it always says lasosam, to do them, because we don't divorce the two. Maybe chachma kodem ha'maisa, shachachma yagia adam l'maisa. Ha'maisa lo yagia bo'el ha'chachma. That's what he's saying. If you aren't, it's going to be very hard. See, if you go back a few lines, when he said ach ma'isav she'osa enam al derech nechona, you have a person who we said is very developed in his midos, but he's not so developed in his chachma. So he's a great guy, but his maisim are not going to be perfect either. Because it's impossible to get to the madrega of having good maisim without first having been misakin and having acquired intellectual mailos. And that's why he says, if you're a boor, you can't be a yarechet. If you're an amaretz, you can't be a chassid. Even though chassid is about actions, didn't he just describe a guy who has great actions, but he's not such a chacham? Yes, but he's not going to really have his actions perfect. His actions are not going to really be great, because you could have a person, you know, you have a lot of people who aren't so religious, but you'll say about them, oh, but he's a really great guy. He is a really great guy. But if, just to give an example, if he's pro-abortion, so then he's not a great guy. What do you mean? He is a great guy. You're right. He is a great guy, but he also condones murder. Unless it's a halachic situation where an abortion is allowed. But in general, why is he's such a good guy, he's so nice, he's so sweet, he wouldn't hurt a fly. So why is he pro-abortion? The reason why he's pro-abortion is not because he's a bad guy. No one said he's a bad guy. But he can't really have a proper perspective on what is good and what is not good. We've said this many times. If you're kind to an axe murderer, so you're a very cruel person. Because if you let that axe murderer go and you have mercy on him, he will go and kill another person, and that blood is on your hands. Oh, but I was just being nice. That's true. But when you have great midos, but they're not directed through the hashkafa of the Torah, through the chachma of the Torah, so it can oftentimes manifest itself in ways that are not really ideal, proper behavior. Okay. So that's what he says. Maybe chachma kodem ha'maisa, shachachma agi adam l'maisa, ba'maisa lo yagi abo ala chachma. V'zema she'omru aleim ha'shalom, sh'atalmud maybe lidei maisa. This is what we're told, that Talmud, learning, brings to maisa. But nishar b'kan she'la achas. But here, then we have a very, very big question. This is the question that is just such an obvious question when you start thinking about this. We just said that the ideal of mankind, the purpose of creation, the reason why God put us in this world, is for the person who is a chacham and has great maisa. So I have a question for you. What percentage of the world then is doing what it's supposed to be doing? What percentage of the world is not obsessed with taiva? What percentage of the world is dedicated to pursuing chachma, to doing good maisim? That's what life is all about for them. Nishar bekan sheil achas behi shiuchal adam lomar atem kfar amartem shachachma lokis lo emtzi davar lirik el inyan. You already told me, Rambam, that everything Hashem creates is for a purpose. Nothing is for no reason. And all of the yitzurim and all of the creations that exist in this low world, in this world under the heavens, the greatest one is Adam. The tachlis, and what's the tachlis of being a person? L'tzayer l'nafsho muskalos. So then wait a second. Doesn't that mean that there are a lot of people that don't have a purpose? You said there's nothing that was created without a purpose. But look, madu em tzia kodesh baruch hu kol anashim esho yitzayru muskal l'nafsho. Why are there so many millions? No. Tens of millions. No. Hundreds of millions. Why are there millions upon millions upon millions of people that are not doing what they're supposed to be doing? I thought everything that was created, meaning each individual, was created for a purpose. Most people are not intelligent. And I shouldn't say intelligent, I don't mean raw intelligence. Most people do not have wisdom. They haven't developed their minds. Certainly if we talk about Chochma Elokis, knowledge of God. Mivakshim Taiva. So many of them chase after Taiva. Taiva. V'ha'isha Chacham ha'moes ba'olam. And the Isha Chacham, who looks at Taiva as something that he wants to get away from. He looks at physicality as something that he's trying to move away from. He's Yachid Bein Rabim. Lo Yimtzela Echad B'dor. Oh boy. You're only going to find one in every generation. You only find one in a generation. Lo Yimtzela Echad B'dor. Me'adoros. In terms of people that are really have maximized to the, they've totally fulfilled what man is about, there's so few of them. Tshuva al zeh, sha'anosh, this is a very controversial section in the Rambam, because the Rambam is about to sound extremely, extremely elitist. Okay? And I think it has to be understood, there's like madregas here. Ha'anoshim ahem, all of these millions upon millions upon billions of people, are nimtzu l'shtei sivos. They're here for two reasons. Number one, lios mishamshim la'echarahu. They're here to serve that one. That for that one person who is really doing what he's supposed to be doing, they're there to provide for him. She'ilu ha'yakol ben adam mevakshim chachma philosophia, yishaches tikan ha'olam v'yavad min ba'alechayim in olam v'yamin mu'atim. If everyone was really just sitting in the base medrash all day and learning, so who would be in the doctor's offices? Who would be in the factories? Who would be on the front lines? If everyone was in the base medrash, if everyone was in the laboratory developing their minds, who would be stocking the shelves in the supermarkets? Nesha Adam Chaser Ma'odu Mitztarech L'Dvarim Rabim. Man is very chaser. He's lacking lots of things. And if each one of, right, I think you probably learned about this in social studies class. It's called specialization. Right? Anyone remember that? Fryam, you remember that? If I didn't have the entire industries around, all the industries around me, so what would I have to do? Because I need so many things. I would have to learn plowing. I would have to learn how to farm and to do winnowing and grinding and baking and latakin kelim l'machos elu. I would also have to build all the tools. I would have to build imagine if you woke up in the morning, you had to plow the field, but you have to first build a plow. How are you going to build the plow? So you have to go first learn how to build things and become an engineer. Then you're going to have to plow. Then you have to learn to become a farmer. And without that, you would die of starvation. I would also have to learn how to stitch, because where am I getting clothing from? And I would have to learn how to build, because how am I going to live no smakam estatesh? How am I going to build shelter? I have to build all the machinery for all these things. Even if I lived as long as Mr. Shelach, how long did he live? 900 and what does it say? How many years did he live? Anyone remember? 900 something years. Even if I had that much time, I wouldn't be able to learn all these malachos. You need all of these things to exist. When would I ever have time to then spend time learning chachma? So no, there are no creations that are for no reason. You know why all these creations exist? You know why all these people exist? Because I need them in order to provide a world. I need them to provide food and clothing. In order so that when the chacham comes into the world, things are set up. There's houses, there's structures, there's cars, there's gas stations. And he's able to sit and do what he needs to do. It's interesting. You can imagine this being very offensive to some people. If you would go over to someone, you'd say to them, hey, why don't you learn Torah? And he says, I don't want to learn Torah. Okay, why don't you learn physics? I don't want to learn physics. What do you want to do? I'm a farmer. Okay, so he's very proud to be a farmer. Then if you say to him, yeah, well, you know why you exist? You exist to farm so that I can study Chachma. So then he'll be very offended if you said such a thing. What, my existence is here because of you? See, if you think about it, if you take it further, that's why I said there have to be madregas here. Because like it could be that in a certain town, a lot of people exist in order for the one intelligent person or one person dedicated to Chachma in the town so that he can pursue his Chachma. But it could be that him, that guy, in relation to a greater Chacham, and if we talk about who's the Kli, he's referring to them as like Kalim, all these people. They're Kalim in order so that the Chacham can really develop his mind. So it could be that certain people are Kalim to you so that you can develop your mind, but you end up being a Kli to someone who's even more dedicated to Torah and to Chachma than someone above you. Anyway, this is what the Rambam says, Umatov Omar HaOmer, Lulei HaMishtagim Nishar HaOlam Charev. Listen to this line. If it wasn't for all the crazy people, what does that mean, all the Mishugayim? It means all the people who don't want to study Torah. If it wasn't for all the crazy people, the world would be destroyed. We need people who aren't studying Torah, or else the world would cease to exist. She'em ba'olam shiga'on domel shiga'on adam. This is what the Rambam says here. Because there's no greater craziness than mankind. Think about it. He's cholosh hanefesh v'dal harkava. What's man? Man, at the end of the day, is a very vulnerable creature. And what does he do? He's noseya metchilas hagalil asheni, mishiva glilios hayishuv, ad sofa shishi. And what does he do? He travels all over the place. He gets into cars and he gets into airplanes. And he's over yamim. He travels over oceans in the winter. And he's holich b'aretz taluvos b'zman achorev v'akayetz. And in the summer, he's traveling and it's boiling hot and he's risking his life. He's mistaken b'nafsho. L'chayos hasada. He exposes himself to wild animals and to snakes. Why? In order to make a few pennies. K'dei she'arviach dinarim. To make some bucks. And when he finally gets a little bit of money,
So when he,
man has three elements to man's soul. So when he sells his soul, he sells his soul for a couple of dollars, and he has a little bit. So what does he do with it? When you finally make your money, you risk your life to make money, and you go to college, and you work like a dog, and you sweat, and you work, and then you have to get an internship, and all you're doing is working. Why? So that you can finally make money. When you get money, what do? You build your house. You build yourself a little house. Al tibor haaretz b'sid v'avonim. Kedei lakim alav kir, in order to build for yourself a shelter that'll stand for a long time. And he realizes that what's going to end up happening, that the house is going to outlive him. Right? He goes to college, and then he finally, when he's 45, he's 50 years old, he's 55, he becomes partner, and he starts. Then he finally starts, and then when he's 60, he finally finishes his house. And then when he's 65, he's finally able to buy that Lamborghini that he always wanted. And now he's 65, and now his back starts hurting, and his legs start hurting, and then he has to start taking his high blood pressure medicine. And the next thing he knows, he's gone. So what did he do? He spent all of his life, he risked all of his life. Hayesh shtus v'shigaon gadol mizeh. Is there any greater shtus than this? All of the luxuries that people chase after in this world, it's a waste, it's holulus, it's sichlus. But it's because of them. You want to fly to Eretz Yisrael. How are you going to get a plane to Eretz Yisrael? The reason you're getting a plane is because there's a plane industry. Why is there a plane industry? Not because everybody wants to travel to go learn Torah. There's a plane industry because people want to go to the Far East and people want to go here and everyone wants to go on vacation here and everyone wants to go on vacation there. And I've never been to Chile and I've never been to Honduras and I've never been. So they need to have flights and they have to have hotels. So all of these industries, they all exist. And the Rambam says, they're all craziness. That's not what's really making you into a person. That's why a person who has no chachma is called an ama aretz. Why? Because he exists in order to settle the land. Lo nimtzu kiyam liyashev ha'aretz. He's here to create background. He's here to create a world for you. Lefikach hemiyachsim shmam la'aretz. And that's why Chazal referred to them as people of the land. All right, we're just going to finish up. We have one more paragraph. I know we've gone way over time, but I can see in your faces how much you're enjoying it. So we're going to do one more paragraph. And those of you who don't see your faces anymore, I also understand what that means. V'im yomar ish. And if a person says, Harayanu rom shotuk sielbu shoket b'olam lo yigaba, but that's not really true. You just described Rambam, some guy like risks his life, his blood, sweat, everything in order to make money. We see not everybody's like that. We see there's some fools who have no chachma at all, and he's shoket b'olam lo yigaba. He's chilled out. He sits on his couch. He watches his Monday night football. He has a nice life. He has money. Everything's okay. And acherim ovdim osom is asking to us. And you know, he owns a company, and everybody's working for him, and he's fine. It could be that the guy working for him is much, much smarter than him. You're saying everything's about the smart guy. Well, you know what? There are a lot of companies owned by some really foolish people, and all the workers in the company are all these brilliant people. You know, he brings in like from Russia and from China, all these like super duper brilliant scientists. And he's some buffoon who inherited the company from his father. You might look that way, but that's not really what's going on. Even the rest of that fool, that's still there in order to set up the world for the Chacham. Sheafa pishu nach birov memono rechusho. And his yitzava lavodav livnos armon klil yofi v'ntoa karam chashav. Even though he's relaxing with all of his money and all of his property, and he's commanding people to build him his palaces with all their beauty and to plant vineyards, k'mo shiyasra malachim v'cho adomalem, like we see by these kings. V'afshishi armon ahu mizuman le'ish chasid. Listen to what the Ram says. So you've got this guy, and he's a king, and he has all these people working for him, and all these scientists, and they're building a beautiful structure. After Shiah Armona, who it could very well be that that king is in that position, which he might have already, this might already be 200 years in the works because he's from some dynasty. And he decides to build a palace here. Why? Because that palace is there for an Ish Chassid. Yavo Be'achres Hayamim. It could be that, who knows, in 30 years from now, there's going to be an old Chacham, Chassid, who's going to be walking. And it's going to be very hot. He's going to be walking and thinking about Chachma. And he's going to be Yechase Yom Echad B'Tzeal Kir Min Akiro Sohem. And he's going to rest in the shade of one of those walls of that huge palace. The yellow Siba Li Natsami Mavis. And it's going to save his life because he's going to be able to rest in the shade. Kimo Sh'amar Yochin B'Tzadik Yilbash. That Tzadik ends up wearing what was prepared. Or it could be that one day this vineyard that he planted is going to produce a drink that is going to be an antidote that he's going to drink one day, this chacham. He'll be bitten by a snake, and the antidote that's going to save his life is going to come from something planted in this guy's field. Okay, right now in Colombia, there could be, or in Honduras, there could be some very wealthy landowner, and he's building all of these palaces and all these fields. And you know why? Because one day, one of the products in one of those fields is going to go into a drink that, I don't know, pick your favorite gadol, is going to drink one day, and it's going to give him koach to be able to learn more. The Rambam says that's why that guy exists in all of his fields and all of his people. V'chein minog HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chachmasu asher bo hevet ateva. Eitzos me rochok emuna amen. Hashem has all the pieces in front of him, and he moves everything around. And even if something looks like it's a very complicated cheshbon, but that's how Hashem. Ma'od amkum achshavosecho. B'zeh inyan be'aru chachamim malei amashalom. Amru ki ben zoma haya omer ahar abayis. Vayaroa Yisrael ha'olim lachog. Ve'omer baruch shebaruch kol elu l'sharseni. Once ben zoma said that, he saw all these people coming up. And he said, look at all these people that were created to serve me. Now, serve me doesn't mean they're my slaves and they bow down to me. But what it means is that they're providing some type of context for me to be able to accomplish what I need to accomplish. Ki ha'aya olav ha'shalom yachid bidoro. because he, Ben Zoma, was the Yachid Bedoro. Siba Shenis B'Metzias. Mi She'em Bo Chachma. Mi She'an She'a Chavacha Hima Atim Ma'od. The other reason is because people of Chachma are very few in number. V'zeh Adavar Nischayiv. V'derach HaChachma Elokis. And this has to be. There can't be so many people. Because then there wouldn't be a society. V'ein Lomar. And it's not really appropriate to start asking the question of, well, why did Hashem create the world this way, that you can't have more people that are focused on what's really important. Just like you can't ask why are there nine planets, or nine spheres, excuse me. And there are seven planets. Hayusodos arba, and there are four basic elements in the world. Hashem's ways are beyond us. We can't really understand him. And this is the way that he set up the world. And we already have a Gemara that says this, a Chazal. Even though Shem Bar Yochai lived the times of the Tanoim. This is a great generation. Shem Bar Yochai, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Rabbi Meir. He says, Ra'isi v'nei aliyah v'heim mu'atim. Shem Bar Yochai says, I see b'nei aliyah and there are very few of them. V'im shnayim heim, ani u b'ni heim. And if there are two of them, then it's me and my son. V'alkeim nivru ha'amon la'asos chevra l'chachomim shlo yish'aru shomeimim. This is an amazing Ha'ara of the Rambam. So the Rambam says, listen, it can't be that everybody, right? What would happen in America if every single person wanted to be a doctor? Every single person wanted to go to medical school. Then who's going to take out the garbage? Who's going to work in the factories? Right? Who's going to run the, who's going to be in the police force? So the Metzius is that it doesn't happen anyway. There's just a lot of people. They do different things. And you're going to start asking, well, why couldn't Hashem create a world where everybody could be doctors? I don't know. Why did he create seven planets and not eight planets? I mean, I know there are more than seven planets, but in the Rambam's astronomy, there were seven planets. So these are questions. We can't really answer these questions. But he says, what I can tell you is that there's a need for so many people in order to make a chevra for the chachamim so that they're not alone. And only a few people are really going to be dedicated. You know, think about how many people are really learning Torah, how many people are really dedicated to living a life of meaning and of purity. A few, 1,000, 100,000, 200,000, but there are billions of people in the world. But what would happen if the whole world was just 1,000 people that were dedicated to the ideals of mankind, 100,000 people? The world, first of all, would be a disaster. And the people would be extremely lonely. Ulai tachshav shezos tolas katana. And you might think, okay, this is a little thing. Like, what a big Talmidei Chachamim need a chevra for? A chevra means guys. It means a friendship. It means a society. Aval hitzricha u'ru'uya yosar min harishona. But you should know that this is more important from a certain perspective than the first answer I gave, which is that you need so many people in order to create a society on a physical level. Meaning, the Rambam's answer to this question is going to end up being, you need a lot of people in order to provide a context for those who are really dedicated to the ideals of mankind to do what they need to do. And what does that mean to provide a context? It means providing a physical existence, planes, trains, streets, society, and also to provide companionship, society in the sense that people have things that when they have downtime, they're interested, they're people they can talk to, they have a community. Amazing thing. Hashem put into the world. He left the Shiva Sa'amim in the world. That's the Rishayim that's being referred to. The Shiva Sa'amim are left in Eretz Yisrael in order so that Eretz Yisrael wouldn't become a wasteland, which would be a very depressing reality. It would be Shimamon Nafshos HaChasidim. You know what? I'll be honest. I love Manhattan. I know a lot of rabbis, if you tell them to speak about Manhattan, they probably say, oh, I hate Manhattan. It's full of schmutz and it's full of, and I don't deny that it's full of schmutz, and it's, but I love Manhattan. It's just an exciting place to be. You know, you go for a walk and there's lots of people. There's a lot going on. Now, I don't know if I would want to live in Manhattan, and I don't know if I would want to walk on Shabbos. My Shabbos is to be walking through the streets of Manhattan where there's just tons going on. You don't feel Shabbos as much, but it's an exciting place to go once in a while, and it's interesting. So says the Rambam, if the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael and all of the Zionamim just escaped, it would be a very sad and depressing place, which is just an amazing thing, because you would think someone like the Rambam would just wish all these people would disappear and he could just sit and learn all day and not be bothered and not see anybody. And I'm sure the Rambam did want to sit and learn all day, but he also apparently wanted to go out once in a while to take a walk and see people. Now, you know, it's nice to see the movies filled with people, the theaters. I'm not interested in going into the theaters, but it's interesting, and it gives a little bit of spice to life to just see things going on. And he says it's Masir de Shimimon, and that means destruction, but it means emotional destruction, depression. Huma Shenemar, the Rambam here makes a very big chiddush. That's what it means in the Torah when it says, Lo agar shenem yipanech v'shana achas, pen tiyeh ha'aretz shimama. Now the standard pshat, this pasuk is saying that Hashem says that when you come into Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to banish all the Zionamim, and because I don't want the land to be desolate. Now we normally assume that what that means is that if it's desolate, it gets overgrown, wild animals start, you know, overrunning the country. You know, if the whole country is empty except for the few Jews who moved in, you're going to have wild lion, tigers, and bears running all over the place. It's going to be dangerous. You need the cities to keep functioning. So the Rambam learns that, no, it's not because of a physical danger. It's because of an emotional, psychological danger. What an amazing ha'ara of the Rambam. Okay, just wanted to make an interesting ha'ara. The Rambam here leaves out the end of the pasuk, because I'm going to read you the whole pasuk. You follow along in your text. Lo agar shenu mipanecha b'shana echas, pen tiyeh ha'aret shmama. What's the end of the pasuk? What's the end of the pasuk? What does it say in your text?
We don't have anything after.
Excellent. But there is more to the pasuk. The Rambam left it out. Listen to what the pasuk really says. Lo agar shenu mipanecha b'shana achas pen tiyeh ha'aretz shmama v'rabo alecha chayas hasadeh. And the animals of the fields will overrun you. The pasuk is very clear what it means. But the Rambam conveniently leaves that out. Why? Because the Rambam thinks there's an additional interpretation to this pasuk. That it's true. One of the reasons why Hashem didn't kick all the seven Amimim out immediately is that the land doesn't become overrun with animals. But the Rambam thinks there's another purpose, and that is the psychological challenge that would be if the land was empty. What do we mean? Right, this is the last pasuk in Koheles. Sof davar kol nishmas lokim yiravas mitzvosav shamor. What does that mean? Kizeh kol ha'adam. Kol ha'olam kulo lo nivra el litzavos lezeh. Litzvos lezeh. The whole world was created. Kizeh kol ha'adam. Learns the Chazal, and the Rambam is quoting it. That's how he's interpreting it. Kizeh kol ha'adam means that's the purpose for all of mankind. The purpose of all of mankind is for the mitzvos to be done. But what does the Rambam say that means? The reason why Hashem created all of these other people is in order for those who need to do the mitzvos. Perush, lahasir atzpo b'shimron yichiduso, in order to remove the loneliness and the depression from those who are doing all the mitzvos. So sof davar kol nishma, you know what's most important? At the end of the day, what's most important is doing the mitzvos. Ki zeh kol adam. And that's the reason for all of mankind, which means A, you exist to do mitzvos, but it also is coming, according to the Rambam, to explain why there are so many people, even those who are not doing the mitzvos, because those who are doing the mitzvos need them. Mitzvos lezeh, which means, tzavos means camaraderie, friendship, to connect. Tzavsa, when two people are learning b'tzavsa, it means b'chavrusa, connected. V'yimkein nizbor mikol asher amarnu shakavara v'briyas kol mashiyish b'soch olam ha-hove v'anifsa, everything that exists in this fleeting existence, eno ele ish shalim kol el ha-chochma v'ha-maisa k'mo shavayarnu, it's for the man who contains within him wisdom and actions, Torah and mitzvos. Ukishet is bonein v'tzolman midivreim alayim l'shalom. Elu shnei ha'inyanim. When a person learns from the words of Chazal these two things, meaning chachma and maisa, me asher be'iru v'ramzu, based on what they explained and what they taught, teida, ki al nachon amru ein lo lakadosh baruch hu ba'olamo ela arba amo shel halacha. You can interpret from here that when it says halacha, it doesn't just mean halacha. It means knowledge. It means action. It means living a Torah lifestyle. So the rabbi was trying to tell us that when the Gemara tells us ein lo lakadosh baruch hu ba'olamo ela arba amo shel halacha, it's teaching us everything that we've learned in the past few times that we've learned the Rambam together. And that is that Ein Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Ela Arba Amos Shel Halacha means Hashem created the world for those that are dedicated to Halacha. And Halacha means learning and also Halacha, which is Milashon Laloch, to put it into action, to live it, to take it with you into life. Ukfar Yatzano Me'ha'inyin She'inu Misaskim Bo, we've already way digressed from our topic, because he went into this whole long digression here about the purpose of life and the purpose of man and the purpose of creation. That's it. If you ever wanted to know what, yeah, everyone wants to know, what's the purpose of creation? That's it. Just send them to the Rambam, Perashat Mishnayos. I brought these things in, though, because it really helps, it adorns our faith, and it inspires us to really learn and to try to get chachma and to dedicate our lives to Torah and mitzvos. Beinam niklim, lefima shani roeh, behinani chozer li'inyonem. What does that mean? Beinam niklim. So he explains down here, kalei erech. It's not, these are not light things. These are very serious things that I'm talking about here. You should know that learning Torah, you know, when you get older, some people are going to tell you, some people, not all people, but some people are going to tell you, like, listen, being yeshiva is very nice and it's very cute. And learning Torah is a very cute thing to do when you have some free time. It's nice that you're into that. But that's not really like the ikkar. It says the Rambam, no, that is the ikkar. This is why we're here. And these are not, bakashas hachachma is not a light topic. So, hinani chozon, you know. But anyway, that's why I wanted to talk about it. And that's my opinion. And I'm now going to go back to the original topic that we discussed, which is the Masorah and the transmission of Torah from door to door. Okay.